Did you know there's an 18-mile-long string of wire circling the island of Manhattan? Every morning, the wire is checked for breaks and snags, and every day it's repaired. And it costs about $150,000 a year to maintain. The wire has been there for years, yet most New Yorkers, myself included, didn't even know it was there. Let's find out why. To understand why there's an 18-mile-long wire going around New York City, we need a quick lesson about Judaism. The Sabbath begins every Friday night at sunset and goes all the way through Saturday. And Jewish people who observe the Sabbath, Saturday is a day of rest, meaning you don't work at all. And work doesn't just mean your job. Work is defined as any activity that was necessary in the building of the tabernacle. Now that might sound like just construction work is forbidden, but it's actually much more. Obviously, no building of any kind is permitted, but also no grinding, baking, sewing, even starting a fire. Not even small tasks like tying, tearing, or putting finishing touches on objects. Oh, and also no electricity on the Sabbath.
Who set up all these rules?
God.
Why doesn't God want you to do any of this stuff on Saturday?
Well, because he feels you should have one day a week to engage in pleasurable activities like eating, spending time with family, and having sex.
Shabbat sounds pretty good, actually.
It can be. But on Saturday, there's one tricky rule. No carrying anything from a domestic area to a public area.
You can't carry anything?
Nope. No wallet, no keys, no carrying or pushing your children in a stroller. Nothing like that. You can carry these things within your home, but not outside. And that's where the wire comes in.
Nah, I don't follow.
Well, stick around and I'll tell you.
No, a cliffhanger! What?
What the heck is this?
Shabbat sounds like a really good idea, so I'm Shomer Shabbos.
You're Shomer Shabbos.
Shomer Shabbos.
You can't just put on a hat and
Shomer
think that
Shabbos.
Okay, take it easy.
Shomer Shabbos over here.
Anyway, on the Sabbath, you can carry things within your home, so grabbing a glass of water from the kitchen is fine. But you can't carry anything from your home to a public place. Now, this is tricky if you want to leave your house and lock the door behind you. You aren't permitted to carry your keys. And what if you have an infant? You can't carry a child or even push a stroller. And if you need a cane to walk, no can do. And if you think this sounds inconvenient, you're not the only one. Many years ago, rabbis realized that in order to fully enjoy the Sabbath, you sometimes needed to carry things. And this is where the wire around New York comes in. It's called an eruv. And an eruv is an unbroken continuous string or wire that circles a large public area. Now, originally, eruvin were actual walls, but now they're symbolic walls, and anything within the borders of the Eruv is now considered part of the domestic domain, which means if you want to carry on Saturday, as long as you're within the Eruv, you're good to go.
If I were a rich fish, dibby 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 dooby dooby doo, all day long I doop a doop a doo, if I were a wealthy fish.
In the 1990s, there were only a few Eruvin in the United States, but now there are hundreds. If you live in a medium-sized city, there's probably an Eruv or two in your neighborhood. And if you live in a big city, there's definitely at least one. The most expensive Eruv in the world, and the one with the largest population, is the Meruv in Manhattan. And it began as a small community enclosure in the Upper West Side, and now it covers almost the entire island of Manhattan.
What area isn't covered?
Hell's Kitchen.
Checks out.
Every morning, a rabbi drives the entire length of the wire and notes places where it could be broken. Then on Thursday and Friday, he goes out with a construction team to make sure the wire is repaired. And it costs about $150,000 a year to maintain this. The Manhattan Eruv has survived vandalism, two hurricanes, even one really aggressive Thanksgiving Day float.
Damn you, SpongeBob!
It's had a couple of close calls, but for over 20 years, the Eruv has remained intact. So there's an almost invisible wire running around almost every major city in the Western world, including 18 miles around Manhattan Island. And now you know why. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. My name is AJ, that's Hecklefish. This has been The Y Files. If you had fun or learned anything, do me a favor and comment, like, subscribe, and share. And until next time, be safe, be kind, and know that you...
L'chaim!
You're stepping on my outro.
Oh, calm down.
I will not calm down.
Touchy.
I'm trying to thank
all
people for watching the episode. And you're over here stepping
I mean,
on my lines. And just because you put on a hat
and
some curly hair out of
something?
You think you're some kind of
gratitude.